Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Captain Jim Shannon, Major Program Manager for Future Combat Systems Open Architecture of the United States Navy. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. How you doing?
And joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve, partner in IBM's DoD practice and a retired officer of the Naval Supply Corps. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning, Cap.
Captain Shannon, for those who are unfamiliar with the Navy and Marine Corps' acquisition community, can you briefly discuss the mission of the Program Executive Office Integrated Warfare Systems, otherwise known as PEOIWS?
Sure. PEOIWS, still fairly new PEO, and it's not necessarily a traditional PEO because in the past all of our programs were aligned to platforms. And in 2002, the Navy decided that they had to figure out a better way to integrate across ship platforms, aircraft, and even submarines. And PEOIWS was stood up. Then the leadership was Mr. John Young, who was the Service Acquisition Executive. And the focus for IWS is to ensure that there's commonality among systems and what we invest in across platforms, primarily on ships and submarines.
Great. Can you tell us about your role specifically as the Major Program Manager for Future Combat Systems Open Architecture?
Yeah. Again, because we're still a fairly young PEO, I was in the summer of 2004 the Deputy Program Manager for Integrated Combat Systems, which was the program that brought together all of our Aegis combat system, every combat system we have on all of our ships, and also other various and sundry associated programs. When Mr. Young in that summer came out with a new policy that required that all Navy programs had to become open in the sense of adopting open architecture principles, we were not necessarily aligned or to do that. We had to reorganize the PEO. So PEOIWS-7, Future Combat Systems Open Architecture, was created, and I am the initial Major Program Manager for that. My role is to look across the family of systems in the Navy and not just a specific system. And by a family of system, my responsibility is to see how aircraft work with ships, how any elevated sensor may pass information to other elevated sensors. So I try to work those kind of integration challenges. I also look at future air and missile defense threats and make sure we have the right resources towards building programs towards those things. And what's taken up most of my time is what we're here to discuss today is this open architecture policy.
Captain, can you give us some background about yourself and how your career path led you to become the program manager for OA?
Sure. I'm a surface warfare officer by profession and spent most of my career going to sea, primarily in cruiser destroyer platforms. Early in my career, I was an engineer, below deck engineer. As I became more senior and served in different ship platforms, different types of combat systems, my training kind of led to combat system development and training. Eventually, I commanded two guided missile frigates. And in between my executive officer tour and my command tour, I became very interested in the acquisition of systems. I felt that I could contribute in that way. After my command, I led a project, the Evolved Sea Sparrow Missile, and I've had a couple other projects since then, and it's led to this program manager job.
Excellent. You talked a little bit about your role as the program manager, but can you expand on that and tell us what it's like to be the Navy OA program manager?
Well, I'm defining it day by day. In my role as the program manager for open architecture, I'm trying to help establish policy and processes that other program managers can use and adapt to use open architecture to help them move forward and follow through RDA's policy, RDA being the Service Acquisition Executive for Research, Development, and Acquisition. my role as a program manager is to be a leader, to understand the vision of Navy leadership and make sure the people on the deck plates can go out and execute the things that we're told to do. We're treading new ground here. This is we're blazing a new trail. It's we're learning every day on how to do it. But my role is to try to manage people and processes and new developments, new systems, new hardware even, and see how that we could share that information across programs.
Captain, I realize that we've now been talking a lot about your role and the program that you manage, but we haven't specifically addressed what is open architecture. When we use that term, exactly what does that mean, and what are the business drivers behind open architecture?
Right. I love that question, by the way, because I think the best way to describe open architecture is first to ask what is a closed architecture. And by closed, it's an architecture that only the developer will share within its own specific community or within its own specific company. And it won't be shared outside of that company or outside of that program. When you start talking about opening things, you're letting non-traditional partners develop and you're allowing some sort of collaboration to happen. So there is no single architecture in the Navy. There's many architectures to do the various things that the Navy has to do. How we share these architectures, how we understand the interfaces between them is only going to happen as we open them up and let people look in and see those interfaces. And so the role in open architecture is to make that happen.
So it sounds like this is a really a fundamental shift in the thinking of the way systems are built.
It's a big change in the business model, not just for the Navy but also for industry. And that's what makes it really hard because it requires a cultural change. First thing that people respond with is, what's wrong with the way we're doing it now? Because don't we have a great Navy? Don't we have great programs in place? Why do you want to break something that's good? And that's tough to answer because the fact is we do have very good ships. We have very good systems and very good programs. But the challenge is not in terms of performance. The challenge is in terms of cost. We simply cannot afford the fleet that we want. And to do that, to get that fleet, we need to change the way we do business. We have to change it in-house in the Navy, and we have to ask industry to follow us along the way. And that's tough for industry. You know, we're not trying to dismiss this as something that's not important because industry relies on stockholder investment, and it relies on them being able to prove that they're making a profit, that they have the right revenue. And for us to simply say change your business is really not that easy to do. So we're trying to work with industry to do it. But I always try to describe things as either an issue or a problem or a fact of life. And when you have a problem, that implies a solution. If there's no solution, you have a fact of life. And the way we have are doing business today, it's a fact of life. We have to change.
Great. How is the Navy moving toward open architecture across systems? We will ask Captain James Shannon to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.